New Orleans streets drew national attention this spring after a giant sinkhole opened up downtown during Jazz Fest. Since then, several more holes have made it into local news in Uptown and Mid-City. New Orleanians are used to complaining about persistent potholes in all parts of the city. But as WWNO coastal reporter Tegan Wendland reports, sinkholes are a different animal.
I met Professor Alex Kolker at Constance and First Streets Uptown, where a big hole in the middle of the street was slowing down traffic. It's about 2 feet wide and a foot deep, and we watched as drivers figured out what to do.
That guy drives right over it, and he's got a high clearance car. He came close to bottoming out, but he didn't hit.
Ooh, how about this BMW?
She's driving very slowly, guiding her tires around it.
She was pretty confident for having such a nice Beamer. Well, here comes a big truck.
This truck is driving slowly. He guides his wheels on the sides of it and passes right through.
It's a pretty familiar scene here in New Orleans. Drivers dodge gaping holes in city streets on the way to work, eventually learning where they are and adapting commutes accordingly. Kolker is a professor of earth and environmental science at Tulane. He studies the coast, and he gets excited about these holes. He likes to figure out how they formed. This one, he says, was probably caused by a broken pipe. He inspects the buckled street and notes that the sinkhole is in a larger depression about the width of a house. Diagnosis? It was caused by a few factors.
We're getting some subsidence, which is the sinking of the ground. Plus, we're getting some erosion, which is the wearing away of the surface sediments. And so the ground sinks from underneath, probably as a pipe has collapsed, and then the edges erode as cars drive their tires over them and eat out the edges.
It's a sinkhole, not a pothole, and the distinction is important. Potholes form on the surface. Sinkholes form when space opens up underground and the surface sinks.
Which is worse, sinkhole or pothole?
Sinkhole.
They're less predictable and more dangerous. They can happen suddenly. It turns out New Orleanians talk about these problems a lot online. So from Facebook posts and blogs, I made a list and went to check out a few, with Kolker as my sinkhole doctor.
Where to next?
And I'll go left.
Okay.
We're gonna go to Mid-City.
Okay.
This one is right outside my bank on Broad Street. It's a few feet deep.
Oh, so here it is. It looks deeper than last time I saw it, but we had that big rain yesterday.
Oh, that's impressive.
Oh, that's very impressive. Oh, look at that, and look, you can see. That's pretty cool. You can actually see some of the historical layers, right? There's a shell layer, right? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of oyster shells.
It's a bunch of oyster shells with some other shells mixed in.
Diagnosis? I don't know sinkhole. Whether this could have been. The shell was probably used to pave the road decades ago. Shell is weaker than pavement. It breaks down over time. Then water seeps in and washes it away, creating a hole. The ground sinks. But this is not news in this city.
Oyster shell. That used to be the standard, okay? And it was probably pretty good for 50 years. Well, it's 50 years has passed. It's time to go deal with it.
That's Cedric Grant, director of the Sewerage and Water Board. He says it's time to address what's underneath, not just pave over. And shells aren't the only problem.
Sand used to be a standard, but it doesn't take much for sand to wash out.
He says most of the road problems we have today are because of decisions engineers made long ago. And most are caused by leaky pipes, damaged by the flooding from Hurricane Katrina. Several feet of floodwater weighed down the ground and broke and shifted the pipes. Water flows out and scours away those layers underneath the top pavement. Just now, the city got $1.2 billion from FEMA to help replace many roads and pipes. But that's no comfort to Hiltyard Reeder, a German tour guide. We met her outside her house near Bayou St. John, where she stood in a yellow nightie looking down at a gaping hole in the street.
I am furious at this! My goodness gracious, I cannot get in and out of my driveway.
Reeder says the big hole opened up outside her house back in April, and she's made endless calls to the city to get it fixed. Kolker takes a look. It seems the city started on some work, then hit a snag. What have we got going on here?
This is a big one. Now, obviously, this looks square and even. That suggests to me that an engineer cut out part of this hole. But you can start to see some of the old layers of road, right? You can see a shelly layer right down at the bottom.
Diagnosis, sinkhole or pothole. And cause? Unclear. Regardless, the problem is similar to the other two we saw. More leaking pipes and old infrastructure. And even when this hole is filled, there will likely be many more to come. Because New Orleans continues to sink, or as scientists say, subside.
It's very, very hard to reverse subsidence. But you can slow it. And so you can slow it by holding water in the ground.
Rain gardens help, and special pavements that let water through. He says the city would be wise to better track sinkholes and which areas are sinking fastest. But messed up streets, not going away. People like Reeder might be inconvenienced and frustrated, but would never consider moving.
Not out of New Orleans, no. No, no.
Because you've lived here forever?
I've been here, and I love it. I love it, you know? I mean, I really love living in New Orleans, and it would be paradise on earth if the city would just help us.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu says he's trying to help. He launched an initiative last year called Fix My Streets NOLA, which is working to get $10 billion to upgrade the city's aging infrastructure. Grant says it's just going to take time.
This is a generational challenge. This is not something that happened overnight, and it can't be fixed overnight.
He points to new technology, like flexible piping that would bend as pavement sinks instead of breaking, and sonar leak detection that would let workers fix pipes before sinkholes collapse. There are just spot fixes, no comprehensive funding to dig up and redo all the city streets. So for now, stay wary of the errant hole. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.